This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Japan's public television network, NHK, says former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was apparently shot Friday during a campaign speech in western Japan. NHK says Abe was taken to a hospital and is in heart failure. Kyoto News Agency says a 42-year-old man has been arrested in Abe's shooting. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's White House counsel will appear Friday before the Special Congressional Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Attorney Pat Cipollone will testify behind closed doors in response to a subpoena from the committee. Cipollone's actions during the deadly attack were described by witnesses at previous hearings before the House Select Committee. Former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified last week that Cipollone had warned her at the time that they could face every crime imaginable if Trump went to the Capitol that day after delivering a fiery speech to his supporters. The House Select Committee will hold two more hearings next week. Democratic Committee member Adam Schiff says a hearing scheduled for Tuesday will focus on efforts to assemble Trump supporters in Washington on January 6, including members of the far-right extremist groups Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Several members of those groups face criminal charges for what federal prosecutors say is the leading role they played in the riot. The U.S. Justice Department on Thursday said it had charged a Haitian gang member with hostage-taking for his role in the kidnapping of 17 missionaries in October last year. The group included 16 U.S. citizens and one Canadian. The department said a member of the 400 Mawozo gang was transferred into U.S. custody on May 16th. The criminal complaint was unsealed Thursday. This is VOA